We have a number of water quality research sites throughout the state. We're just starting a new drainage water quality research facility in the northwest part of the state of Iowa, looking at the impacts of different nitrogen management practices on crop yield and drainage water quality. It fit really well with the call from the 4R Research Fund to look at nitrogen management. Particularly, we'd be looking at timing and source of nitrogen. That project started in 2015, and we've worked on that project since then, looking at the impact of fall nitrogen with inhibitor anhydrous, spring anhydrous, split application of nitrogen, and then no nitrogen, looking at the impacts on nitrate leaching and crop yield. It became very apparent that there were a limited number of studies that looked at nitrate leaching, greenhouse gas emissions, and crop yield. And then the chair of the 4R Research Fund Technical Advisory Group, Paul Fixon, we started to visit, and he said, you know, are there some drainage water quality research facilities across the Midwest where some of these types of studies might be able to be done? We invited project investigators that managed some drainage water quality research facilities across the Midwest. We did not give them any guarantee of funding, but we said the 4R Research Fund is looking at this. There's important questions to be asked. Would you come and tell us about your site and talk about if there's opportunities for collaboration? That was a great example of the 4R Research Fund research helping to identify gaps in the research, the academic community along with the industry partnering to come together to look at putting a project and proposal together, and then all the way to funding. One of the things is we look at environmental outcomes from nutrient management. One of the things that's critical to measure, and we can't measure at very many sites, is the water that moves below the plant root zone. And in many locations, we're able to capture that water with a tile drainage system. And so in establishing this network of sites, we wanted to go to locations where we would be able to monitor the water quality from the various 4R nitrogen management treatments. Those sites would also be conducive for monitoring crop yield and greenhouse gas, but we had to go to sites where there was the ability to monitor drainage water quality from individual plots. At our Northwest Research Farm, we just completed our fifth year of drainage water quality monitoring and monitoring crop yield under four different nitrogen management treatments. And actually, one of those nitrogen management treatments is no nitrogen application. So we're trying to understand what would be the nitrate loss and crop yield if we applied no nitrogen. Then we have a fall anhydrous with a nitropyrin inhibitor. We have a spring preplant anhydrous, and we have a split application where we put 40 pounds of nitrogen down as urea at planting and 95 pounds down at V10 growth stage of the corn. We've not seen any corn yield difference between the fall or the spring nitrogen treatment, the fall with inhibitor or spring preplant. In all but one year, we've seen no yield difference between fall, spring, or preplant. We did see in 2017 a statistically significant yield reduction with the split application. It was about 12 bushel. And we attribute that to getting only 1 inch of rain in the whole month after that side dress nitrogen application was applied. And so we didn't have any rain to move that nitrogen into the plant root zone. If we also look at the drainage water quality aspects of that study, what we've seen is virtually no difference between the fall and the spring nitrogen application. We're starting to see slightly lower nitrate concentration with that split application, maybe 15 to 20% reduction compared to fall or spring preplant, and then about a 30 to 40% reduction when we have no nitrogen application compared to the fall or spring preplant. A couple things there were encouraging results on that split application on trending toward lower nitrate concentration, leaving the plant root zone and going out with the drainage water. That's a positive because we want to reduce nitrate loss, nitrate concentration in the water. The other aspect, even when we apply no nitrogen on these soils that we see throughout much of the upper Midwest, we still see relatively elevated nitrate concentrations. So we still see only about a 30%, maybe 40% reduction when we go from what might be a recommended nitrogen application rate to no nitrogen application, even after 4 years of no nitrogen in that system. It kind of gives us a lower benchmark of what we could expect to get just with infield nitrogen management. Our NutriNet project, I think, is a great example. Needs of the industry, needs that the industry identified, working with the academic community to develop research projects that can immediately answer some of those questions. The industry then engaged the academic community again and said, can you help us address some of these research gaps? So the academic community came together, looked at the facilities that we have and what type of research project could we put together in a comprehensive way to help address some of these questions. I don't think that if the academic community had just sat in a room and said, okay, these are the issues we want to address, we would not have as comprehensive a project as we have now. The project that we have now is addressing the needs of the industry, you know, looking at the metrics we need to collect, looking at the type of treatments that we need to have done, so that the results that we have are directly applicable to producers throughout the Midwest. And I think that's what's critical, is by having that partnership, we were able to develop a research project that I think fills the gaps and maybe as importantly, provides important information for growers throughout the Midwest. The 4R Research Fund has really provided important resources to help address important challenges that are being faced by producers throughout the Midwest and really across the nation and Canada. And so I think this has been a great opportunity for many researchers to be involved with projects that are directly relevant to producers. I still think that we need research conducted to document a variety of 4R nutrient management practices over increased areas of the country, not just in corn, soybean acres, but acres where other cropping systems are done. There's a lot of kind of new products that are coming along, and I think we need to have some environmental performance conducted on those so that we can feel confident they're going to achieve the desired result as far as reducing downstream nutrient loss.